when they walked in, I thought, wow, I wonder how old this couple is. I mean, their skin was wrinkled and they looked awful. Found out they'd been, everything that sinned, they had done it. You know, they'd both been married two or three times. They'd both been on drugs. They'd been on alcohol. They'd smoked marijuana. They'd done everything. And now they come to me wanting to get healed. And so I spent hours with them. And I finally asked them before they left. I said, I've got to know how old you two are. How old are you? He was 40 and she was 41, I believe it was. They were both barely 40. And if you'd asked me, said, how old do you think they are? I'd have said, well, if they're not at least 70 or 75, you know, I'd said, they got to be at least 70 or 75. And they're only 40. Now then, do you think putting a quart of alcohol in your body every day can kill your flesh? You think smoking two or three packs of cigarettes every day can destroy your body? Then why do we do it? As Christians, why do we smoke? Why do we drink? Why do we do all the silly things we do? You know, one of our men went over to minister to a family the other night that's dying with lung cancer. And yeah, the guy's 60 years old or whatever, dying with lung cancer, been a heavy smoker. And one of the younger men that's about 40 years old just took up smoking. And there's this man dying with lung cancer. We're over there trying to get him healed. This one just started smoking. I won't tell you, that ain't too smart. That's not too intelligent. Somebody says, you know, you're not a very gentle preacher. No, that's right. I want to teach you, I'm just going to be blunt and tell you that sin's going to kill you. I'm not going to be the one to say, that's okay, God understands. You can go ahead and smoke and drink and overeat and do everything you want to do. And then you can come to me one day and I'll pray for you and God will just instantly miraculously heal you and give you another 50 years. No. I can't do that. Our God is a merciful God. And He will do a lot of things. And if He wasn't merciful, that's like that gentleman the other day that come up here and he said, I have not taken care of my body. I have grossly over abused my body. And he said, I'm well over 400 pounds. He said, would you ask God to do a supernatural restoration on my flesh? I said, sure. I mean, God can do anything. And he said, I will, Lord, I promise you, I'll do a better job of taking care of it next time. I will not overeat like I have. He said, I have just grossly overeaten. I know I have because, the Lord, I weigh over 400 pounds. I prayed for that guy. I saw that guy. 3 months later, he came to another healing school. And when he walked in, I said, what happened to you? He said, well, it's amazing. You prayed and asked God to do a supernatural healing on my flesh and help me to lose weight. And I promised God, I said, Lord, I will eat right. I promise you I will. And he said, in 3 months, I've lost over 100 pounds in 3 months. I'm telling you, that's God. There ain't no human being. You can stop eating and not hardly lose 100 pounds in 3 months. Is that right? But he said, I'm still eating. But said, I'm eating real normal meals. I mean, little meals now. I'm not eating like I used to. He said, I used to sit down and have two plates that big every time I ate. But he said, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm eating right. Well, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's eating, whether it's eating the wrong things. You know, some of you may not be overweight. You know, I've seen people, in fact, I give you an example of a man that 10, 12 years ago, if I ever saw a man and his wife that was perfect physically, it's this couple. And they were 40, 42 years old. I mean, he probably weighed, he was about 5'10", I guess. He probably weighed maybe 160. 150, 160. He was just physically perfect. And his beautiful little wife, same way. They had eaten right and everything, but this guy at 42 has terminal cancer. Terminal cancer, 42? And he's in church every time the doors open. You'd ask me, said, who's one of the best members in the church? I'd looked over and I'd said, man, he's one of the best ones I ever seen. Why would I say that about him? Because every Sunday morning in Sunday school, he's there. At church, he's there. Every Sunday night, he's there. Hardly ever saw him on Wednesday night, but on Sunday morning, both services and evening, he's there. And I thought he was a great Christian. Wouldn't you think so? I mean, he was a lovely man, had a beautiful little wife, married 25 years, and all of a sudden, here he is down with terminal cancer. You wonder why. Don't you wonder why? You know? So I look at this and I think, why? And I went to see him that Wednesday, and when I did, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord told me, said, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I will heal him. Now, he was doing something for me because I'm a Southern Baptist deacon, and at this time, in 1986 is when this was, I never had seen a person healed of cancer in my life. God was fixing to start a work in my life that was going to be beyond my wildest dreams. How many of you know God's in control and he calls us out to do things for him? You know that? And I'm grateful he called me out to do what he called me out to do. Because it sure has been a fun walk. You know, I have had so much fun serving the King and hearing him talk to me. And here is a man, 42 years old, on his deathbed with terminal cancer. They take this guy in and they open him up from here down to here and go in and look inside of him. And every organ they check has stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer in it. At 42, that's not exactly a good report, is it, son? Not very good. You don't want that when you're 42, do you?
No,
you and I didn't either. But he had it. And so, now see, here we didn't understand why. Back in those days, I didn't understand. This man was going to church every Sunday. I would have thought he's the greatest Christian around. And a lot of people would have thought that. But you know what God thinks about us and what we think about each other is two different things. You know, I'd have thought, you know, this guy's in church every Sunday. Hey, I know a lot of men that say they're Christians that don't come to church but once or twice a month. Some of them only come on Christmas and Easter. And you say, well, they're not sick. I'm telling you, they probably don't know the King at all. They probably don't know him. And that's why he's not attacking you at this point, because you don't know who he is. So he's giving you a chance. But those people that say they're his, you know, I mean, we can go back and think about this like this. Since I know this young couple's married up here, I've already asked them. They said they had a child. If I were to ask this question, young lady, it's obvious you probably love this guy a little bit, huh?
A lot.
A lot. Oh, okay. But you're a little jealous over him too, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think that's true. If she'd have said no, I'd have said, you don't love him. But when she said yes, she is. That would be just like if this young man, that this girl just said she loves a whole lot, if he were to come home to her every night for 5 years, and then one night he don't come home, and the next day he comes home, she says, where were you last night? I tried to call you. What happened? Oh, he said, I run into one of my old girlfriends last night, and I just spent the night with her last night. Is he in trouble?
Yes,
he's in trouble. Yes. She can't even think like that. See, he would never. He loves me too much. He would never do anything like that to me. In fact, I made that statement to a woman up in Sherman here a while back. We was teaching up there when she's wanting to know what it is to have that intimate walk with God. And I give an example just like that. And I said, what are you going to do? There's 25 years. I asked him, I said, how long y'all been married? She said, 25 years. And I said, does he come home to you every night? She said, yes. I said, so after 25 years, he stays one night with one of his old girlfriends. What about that? She said, he's going to need a doctor. Oh. I said, so you're a little jealous over this guy. She said, yes. He better not spend the night with somebody else. Well, let me tell you what. God's a little jealous, too. You know that? And when we give our time with the world, we're committing spiritual adultery. Now, then, God's a whole lot more understanding than you are. If he wasn't, guess how many of us would already be dead? Wonder how many times we spent the afternoon with the television set and never even praised him. I know none of y'all ever done that besides me. How many of you went to a football game on Sunday and screamed and hollered over somebody running down, or a soccer game or whatever, and never once said, praise the Lord? We've been guilty of those things, haven't we? We spend time with the world. Well, that's what had happened to Ed. Ed come to church on Sunday, and he praised the Lord. And he loved God, and he went to a Sunday school class and a worship service and back on Sunday night. But Monday morning, he's Mr. Business. I mean, you know, that ought to be okay. What does God expect, right? How much time does God want of you? All of you. Is he jealous? Yes. He wants you when you wake up in the morning. What does he want you to do when you wake up in the morning? Praise him. That's right. Is that what he wants? How many of us don't do that? When we go sit down to breakfast, he wants us to praise him for that food. When we go to get in the car, he wants you to say, Father, I want to thank you for this car you've given me to go to work in today. Lord, the gas may be $3 a gallon, but thank you, I got enough to buy enough to get to work and back. Instead of saying, this stupid gas, you know, complaining. But that, we do that all right, don't we? Probably all of us have done a little bit of complaining. In fact, every time I go by and see that $3, I said, you demons of greed, I come against you in the name of Jesus. But that's what it is. That's what it is. Demons of greed working on the hearts of men that are raising the price to get filthy rich off of you and me. That's what they're doing. It's demons of greed. And so instead of fussing about it, we need to come against them. But Ed didn't know how to do this now. And so he was just working, you know, 6 days a week he's working for himself. I mean, he works 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day. He's dedicated to the world and not to God. He gives God one day a week. And then I want you to turn in your Bible to Psalm 106. And I'm going to show you when he asked God, why did this happen to me? I want to show you what the Lord told him here. Psalms 106. To start off in Psalms 106, in the NLT, which is what I'll be reading out of, the very first word in Psalm 106, verse 1 says, praise the Lord. You reckon the king wants us to praise him?
Yes,
yes he does. Then the next line says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his faithfulness His faithful love endures forever. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.